Indiana area of Narcotics Anonymous.
Morning, but it works. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Addict.
Hey, Key.
I just want to take another quick moment of silence so I can ask for my higher power to deliver a clear message of recovery through me to you. This never, like, gets any easier. All right, so steps 1, 2, and 3. I guess I'll talk about the beginning first. Like, for me to admit that I was powerless, I was desperate. I think for the first time in my life, I realized that, like, it was the drugs I had to stop doing. Mm. So when I came to that point, I was able to become willing. I was able to get honest. I was able to, you know, learn how to begin to practice spiritual principles in my life. I think the first time off of drugs that, like, I realized what powerlessness was, like, with my mom, and other people around me, and all the things that kept me sick and the situations that I kept going back to. Today, powerlessness is like my kids, everything around me. And being able to, like, practice that and, like, give it to my higher power is so important on a daily basis, because, like, I will obsess in those things. I will stir in those things. I will let those things bring me to, like, the worst places possible. So, like, for today, I was thinking this morning, because I didn't think about what I was going to say at all. I tried to, but, like, I just kept drawing a blank. I took some good advice from my sponsor, and, like, today I'm powerless over everything but, like, this moment. I can't control that my son's not listening at home. I can't control my relationship. I can't control anything outside of this moment. So, like, that's how I try to practice it today. It's really, like, very simple when it comes to step one. Every day I know that I have no control over anything but, like, my actions. And that's what the literature states, that I'm not responsible for my addiction, but I am responsible for my recovery. So, like, I have to, I think that's in step one. I have to, like, continue daily to practice that. To make sure that I'm living in the spiritual principles, to make sure that I'm giving it over daily. I think the surrender piece is part of step one and maybe step three. But it's just important that I do that, because without that, then I think that I have it. Then I think that, like, I can do it myself, and that's not something that, like, I can possibly do. Step two, the restoration to sanity. That was something, like, before I came to these rooms that, like, I didn't know how to do. I was not sane by any means. I don't know that I am today. but, like, I try. And it was just for me, like, the belief that this could work, because I saw so many people come before me that I knew where they came from. And I saw it working for them. I saw people that I knew at their bottom doing well in life. So, like, because I exhausted all the other resources, I felt like maybe it could work for me. So working step two, trying to think back to when I did work step two. I was like, how can I do this? So it was just the simple, like, taking the suggestions. Like I said, believing that it could work for me in my life. And as I continue to, like, do that through my process, even when I get those moments of obsession, not necessarily for the drugs, but in my life, it could be my work, it could be my kids, it could be whatever. I'm able to take that moment and look at how far it's brought me. For step three, that's something, like, I'm working step 11 right now. So, like, giving it over to something greater than me, my higher power, which I, you know, call nature. I'm able to do that. I'm able to put good energy out into the world. I'm able to surrender. I'm able to believe that, like, through the process, things are going to work out for me how they're supposed to. And that's something that I do on a daily basis. I try to pray every day. The meditation part is not working out the best right now for me. But just, like, through those three things, I've been able to build a life beyond my wildest dreams, number one. When I have those moments, I'm able to recognize them, because I do work a solid program. That the only thing that I control is me, and to do the right thing and to push forward and believe that, like, I'm nowhere near the end yet. but be able to practice the gratitude that, like, if this is it for me, that's okay too. And when I'm working principles and I'm applying them to my life and working those steps, like, I don't know, I'm able to do that. I did not want to do this today because I'm not, like, in the best place, but, like, my sponsor last night when I tried to back out of this, she was like, you have to do this because of where you are in life. And I don't think that I've been, like, applying those like I need to. But, like, being here and being around you guys and seeing, like, how big and how great this is and how many people, like, it can bring together, I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I know that, like, without Narcotics Anonymous and being able to admit those first three in the beginning and be able to be willing and get honest, I was able to, you know, become what I am today. And through that, through my higher power, I continue to grow. I continue to be able to, I guess, get over whatever life throws at me. I don't know. I don't really have a lot to say about that. I think that's really all I have.